Big shout out to India Air Horn Sounds. No, because we have a huge listenership in India. I was very surprised. So applause, applause to India.
Thank you, bless India. Up. We appreciate you.
And the UK. And the UK. We are global, Catherine. Can you believe it?
Can you believe we're international?
People listen to us in different countries.
I'm still trying to like process the fact that people listen to us.
The fact that anyone's listening is just very baffling.
Never
it's kinda
fails
wild.
To impress me.
Yeah, so please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and leave a comment or something, a suggestion, whatever. I feel like if Rona wasn't around, we should like travel, have like travel shows.
Right.
Like, and just do
so
an episode.
Like three people from each state / country.
Yeah.
Show up. Yeah.
Exactly.
Be like a little powwow.
Yeah, just a small powwow in the middle of India somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Isn't in the smack dab of like
a
market.
American term. Wrong know. India, Catherine.
yeah. So
by the way,
I'm
Jackie.
We have a very special guest, Jackie, Catherine's roommate.
I'm the more God. Than just a roommate.
Friend.
I'm your friend. I am my own person without relation to both of you.
No, you
we
only
are,
exist
we're
as
all
my
friends.
Roommate.
We're not friends after this podcast.
No, yeah. You guys don't talk at all whatsoever.
No, I'm not friends with you, Jason.
Yeah, yeah, that's all it is. So I initially didn't have a lot of news. There's only two things that are kind of funny, I guess. Kelly Ripa was caught not having a show in New York City. Because apparently for the past 2 months she had been broadcasting from New York City, but the entire time they were in the Caribbean. And so people,
wow.
And
why
so people
is that
were
me?
Mad. And so people were mad. They all felt lied to. And Kelly and Mark Consuelos have yet to acknowledge it. Which is really funny. I was just like, why would you put a New York background? You know, like on a Zoom meeting, you put like the background. That's what they did. Like, oh, we're
that.
In New York here in the epicenter here. Isn't that right, Mark? And like she would just
no.
do that. She did that for months. This is wild as shit. And Jimmy Fallon wore blackface for a Chris Rock sketch.
I did see that, yeah.
20 years ago. It's pretty... Yeah, I mean, nothing's going to happen to him.
It's, oh, yeah.
He's going to apologize.
Yeah, they're not going to do anything.
Unless you have 60
You're still
going to
watch him.
Subscribers?
Yeah.
On YouTube? He's okay.
Yeah. You think they're all going to leave? Yeah.
I want to know if Chris Rock has a response to that. Did he respond?
I'm 100% he has been aware of it for the past 20 years.
Yeah,
knows,
that's what I was thinking.
He knows that happened. Because I remember that sketch. I feel like it didn't air. It aired very early on, then they cut it. Because I was just like, oh, I feel like I totally have seen this. Yeah. Wow. It's in the back of our minds. Speaking in the back of our minds, what is annoying Catherine this week? Don't.
Oh my god.
I'm just playing the waiting music to wait for Catherine's answer.
I'm gonna go with
All Jackie needs is like a fedora, and okay. I think she could make money on the corner somewhere in Long Beach.
I'm gonna go with old people invading my personal space.
Old people.
Yeah.
Old people in personal space.
Yeah, I had an old lady who was trying to stand on top of me this morning, and I had to tell her to step back. She's like, oh, I just forget with the masks. I just want to get really close to everyone. And I'm like, ma'am.
Yeah, I thought an old woman trying to get on her shoulders to get a better view of the
She
mask.
Really was trying.
You
like,
should
you
tell
know.
That you should tell that woman you have tuberculosis. And she will stand the fuck back.
Tell her I have corona. She probably still wouldn't.
Ma'am, I have...
Not gonna lie, I passed her off to my manager. Because I didn't feel like dealing with her.
That's fair. That's fair. Smart. That's smart. All right, old people in personal space. Great. I'm trying to find a segue. But it seems to be gone.
Why don't you just insert the sound of a segue into editing? Like someone riding a segue. Or insert a clip from Paul Blart riding a Segway so that this could be a Segway. Know what I mean? You know what I mean?
I guess we should talk about the 2000s now.
Oh, Jason, that was not your best.
That was not my best. I was not ready.
Kind of disappointed in you, not going to lie.
I'm sorry. I will try.
I've been looking forward to your fantastic segues every week. I'm just like, God, I can't wait to hear what Jason has this week.
Shut the fuck up. Stop it. Stop doing that. Okay, so we are here to talk about one of the greatest films ever made by mankind, The Fast and the Furious.
You said the greatest songs?
Film.
The greatest love of all.
Stop it. And so
you did invite her.
I did invite her, and I was just like, this was a fucking mistake. The You're moment so she walked in the room, I was just like, this was a bad idea.
I made you, Jason. I invented you.
Yeah, nothing without me, kid.
You're made from my rib.
Oh my god.
Yes, die. I'm willing it to exist is that you start choking. Die. You've upset me.
So let's talk about The Fast and the Furious. So last week you guys really watched The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, you did not watch. You grilled.
I grilled. So history is so some backstory. We had been planning to watch this movie for about a week and I was like, all right, I was really excited. But the same day, my fiance's mom had handed us some meat to grill. She was like, here you guys go. Like, I'll put you guys some meat. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna try and grill it today. I wanted to grill it before we watched. But then it was already time. And I was like, I'm just going to hit play and I'm going to go outside and grill. And it wasn't a lot of food, but I was gone for roughly a solid hour.
Half of the movie.
For half the movie. I came back at the third act when they're at the race. In the desert.
race wars.
And so yeah, so that was, you know, that was fun. I wanted to get what you guys thought of the movie.
Catherine.
It was very 2000s. Like,
play the intro music again.
Yeah.
I mean, it is in the peak of 2000s. You guys wrote notes? That's amazing. Yes, I took no notes.
I'll read my notes right now. It's called Hot Cars, Hot Girls, Hot Action. What more could you want? I don't remember when the first time was that I
know what
saw
that is.
The Fast and the Furious, but it doesn't matter because it gets better with each viewing. The movie is filled with what guys want to see. Hot and fast tricked out cars, beautiful women, and kick-ass action sequences. The world that the characters live in this film is the world we can only dream of. To race in cool, tricked out cars with dozens of beautiful women surrounding you and cheering you on. Stop crying, Jason. All of this is what I love most about this film, but I also love the cast. Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Michelle Rodriguez, and that's how it's spelled. I'm reading this all exactly word for word. All grammatical errors and everything.
Oh, I know, because I saw this earlier.
Jordana Brewster all clinch their roles. If I were to pick my favorite cast member, I would have to go with Michelle Rodriguez, because not only is she a talented actress, she is beautiful and badass in everything she's ever been in, and this is probably my favorite role of hers. This is a movie where you really don't have to care about the plot because all the eye candy and fun of this movie is the cars, girls, and action, which is enough to pull you into the driver's seat. The cars are fast, the action is furious, and that's why this movie rocks.
So I was going to talk about IMDb reviews later, but you beat me to it. So
should we credit them?
I saw that.
Daniel_Velker.
Oh, 100%. Credit that man.
2013.
This guy lives in the bottom floor of an apartment building in Chicago.
Really watch out how you talk about Daniel. He could be listening to this right now.
I hope so. What's up, Dan? What's up, Mellow Mike? Yeah, it, you know, so it is a product of its time, and I have a few scenes that really show why sometimes, but it's one of my favorite movies, and this is a hot take I've had for a while now as a realization, is that The Fast and Furious is our generation's Star Wars. Quote me.
Okay. Sure, Jason.
I'm not wrong.
In the sense that I never got into it, this is correct.
But I haven't seen either of them, then yes.
Then yeah, I think you're right.
I think Harry Potter was our generation's
wrong.
Star Wars.
You know why? Because they stopped at 8 movies.
You know what I think was?
Fast and Furious went to 9.
Though?
They even had a spinoff.
Okay, but Hobbs and Shaw. Fast and Furious is like not as universally loved as Star Wars is.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Fast and Furious is loved by people who like women and cars, as this review so lovely summed up.
Globally, Fast and Furious makes more around the world than here domestically. But here domestically, they make double or triple their profits every single fucking time. That's insane. And a lot of these movies are trash.
They are.
That's fucking nuts. Again,
that's because a lot of the world are people who like cars and women.
Yeah.
They all slinch their roles.
Slinch. what's funny is when he mentions cars and girls, the only time you really see a mass amount of women is in two scenes, and that's during the first drag race in the street and then race wars. And then that's kind of it. You know, it's like that's like there's no one else but Michelle Rodriguez and Jordana Brewster. I want to talk about why this movie wasn't made into a gay romance between Vin Diesel and Paul Walker.
Honestly, yeah, it could have been like
the Brokeback tension Mountain, was but, like, strong.
Brokeback Mountain. Love that.
That's the movie.
What is the catchphrase he says? Like, family is everything.
They're not my friends, they're my family.
That's my favorite. The romance tagline.
I would like to share my favorite line from the movie that I did write down.
Yes.
I smell skanks.
you have to sniff before you say it.
Can you do the line delivery the way it was done in the movie?
Oh, I don't remember.
Just try.
I don't remember.
She sniffs
and then she smells skanks. Something like that.
Where's the quote?
Who says that? Does Michelle Rodriguez say that?
I think she does.
I don't know.
She does say that.
I just remembered. She is the one that says that.
Michelle Rodriguez says it when Vin Diesel shows up with two girls, knowing that he is dating Michelle Rodriguez, and just shows up with two blonde chicks, and she's like, "I smell skanks."
Oh, I forgot. And she doesn't she like meow or something? She's like, she growls and like, "I smell skanks."
Yeah,
she does something before that.
What was it? Where's the fucking thing? I smell skanks. Why don't you girls just pack it up before I leave tread marks on your face? It's like tread marks on your face. Because you know,
like,
cars.
Like marks from the car wheels.
Okay.
Yeah, the tread.
Like, skin marks.
Like the tread of a tire.
But it's skid marks. That makes more sense.
Well, no, that's from skidding on a road, though. Tread marks are just marks from the tread of the tire.
Do you need to?
If she really wants to add insult to injury, she could skid on their faces.
So, like, if someone...
Like, hard left her.
So, like, if there were tire tracks through, like, some dirt...
Yeah, go ahead.
That wouldn't be a skid mark because the car wasn't skidding. It'd be tread marks from the tread of the tire.
Saying, it's a better insult.
Welcome to Car Talk with Catherine, Jackie, and Jason. We're here to discuss the real term of treads and skids.
It's important.
It's very important. So, yes, that is a very iconic line. And, you know, it's also don't mind the printer that's right next to me if you can hear it. Michelle Rodriguez. Because prior to this, she did an indie film where she was a boxer.
Girl Fight.
She was a boxer. And then afterwards, she did action and never turned back, basically. Because she, like, hated doing indie films. She was like, I want to do action and, like, blow shit up and have fun.
Because you don't make any money in indie film.
Yeah, you don't make money in indie films. You lose money, if anything. And so, this is amazing. So, some history. The director was heavily motivated to make this, very inspired by an article in Vibe magazine called Racer X about street racing in New York and L.A. And so, the original title for this movie is going to be Redline before it was changed to The Fast and the Furious.
Redline. Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
Is it like the finish line?
Well, what would they have done with the sequels then?
Redder and Linier.
Redliners.
Redliner Tokyo Drift. The Tokyo Drift stays the same.
Oh my god. And so producer Roger Corman was able to get the licensing for the title and the name change because there was already the Fast and the Furious in 1955. And so originally, Timothy Oliphant was supposed to play Toretto in the film.
Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel? Yeah, Vin Diesel was not meant to be cast originally. It was supposed to be Timothy Oliphant.
And was it still supposed to be Paul Walker?
Yeah, it's always going to be Paul Walker because one of the producers works with him on the movie called The Skulls. I highly recommend that movie. But Timothy Olyphant said no because he was in a movie previously last year. It's called Gone in 60 Seconds with Nicolas Cage and Angelina Jolie, yeah. Where Jolie has dreads.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie is the shit. Love that movie. So they suggested Vin Diesel, who had to be convinced to take the role, even though he had only played supporting roles up to that point. So he had to be convinced, even though he was never played a lead actor before.
I can't think off the top of my head of when I saw Vin Diesel before the Fast and the Furious movies. I can't never think of him in any other movie. I can only think of him outside, like, The Pacifier. Remember that movie where he plays, like, an ex-Navy SEAL?
Yes.
Team 6 member? And he has to take care of, like, 6 children?
In a white V-neck at all times.
Yes, crisp white V-neck.
I wish I put a section of my notes titled White Shirts, because that's all he fucking wears, is white tank tops, white V-necks, and just, he made undershirts, like, normal.
A thing. He invented them.
Yeah, he invented the casual wear of an undershirt. And so, so basically that movie is, I don't know, this movie is goddamn wild. What else are your thoughts, Catherine, on The Fast and the Furious?
I enjoyed the fashion choices.
Oh my God.
That was 2000 shit.
All the wristbands, the leather wristbands. Yeah. Let's talk about the new metal soundtrack on this shit.
The entire soundtrack on it, I'm like, no wonder Jason loves this movie. Because the soundtrack was very you.
It is a relic of its time that I adore. Also, Ja Rule's in this shit.
I noticed.
The only part I recognize in the film soundtrack was when Paul Walker and Jordana Brewster are, like, talking and flirting at the party. But then the song, like, I got hoes in different area codes was playing during their meet cute by Ludacris. Which means, hang on, Ludacris is an artist that they're listening to at that party. And yet he's in the other movies and they're like, are they not like, oh my God, it's Ludacris. They're like, or is he just like, this guy looks a lot like Ludacris, but good thing he's good at stealing cars.
Yeah, but you know, it's not Ludacris. So it's like, whoa, it's a whole different guy. It's a doppelganger.
What is the universe?
What is time? It's, yes. So that is very true. Great ear, Jackie. I'm going to play one of my favorite scenes because I think it is the most 2000 scene ever.
Created. What is the copyright rules here? Should we just act out the scene?
We don't talk about those.
Yeah, we don't. Shut up, Jackie.
I'm willing to act out as Vin Diesel and read these lines.
You just want this for your reel?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the scene that always fucking cracks me up. The entire song is Watch Your Back for forever until Vin Diesel shows up. This scene does not age well, as you can clearly hear.
It did not.
But what's hilarious about this shit is that they originally they had a choreographed fight prior to shooting the scene, and then when they were shooting it, they realized it didn't work. So the entire fight was improv.
Ooh, someone read the IMDb trivia.
And I was just like, that makes a lot of sense because they're not really throwing punches. They're just hugging each other and throwing each other around.
Those actors have chemistry. Every male actor in this film has chemistry.
Chemistry. Hey, he was in my face. I'm in your face.
But also, he called him a gay slur and then proceeded to, like, roll around on the ground with him.
Yeah.
That's like I said, this should have been,
and that's on gay culture.
This should have been Moonlight before Moonlight.
I can't wait till all your listeners cancel you because of that.
No, this could have been. The tension between Vin Diesel and Paul Walker is electric, and I will stand by that.
Where's the fan fiction?
Where's the fanfic? I want
to see if it exists.
There probably does. Especially when The Rock comes into the movies. Oh, I bet there is.
Yeah, when he shows up in Fast Five.
You know what's funny? I have never even seen these movies in their entirety. I just know about them, and it just seeped into my consciousness. And I know The Rock and Vin Diesel had, like, intensity.
They do not like each other at
all. But that's what makes it pop on screen. Because that's what makes you want to, like, see them get together even more.
I think in Fast 6 or Fast 7, they refuse to shoot scenes together. So there's, like, they're never in a two-shot, and they're always in a shot-reverse shot. They're never together.
That's iconic.
Yeah, so, like, they always have to be apart because they just can't stand each other.
Because the chemistry is too much for them to handle.
Yeah, it's too much. But so basically,
I can't look them in the eye. I'll fall in love.
What are their characters' names?
Hobbs.
One of them's Toretto.
Yeah. Toretto is Vin Diesel, and Hobbs is...
like Calvin and Hobbs.
The Rock. Yeah, spelled exactly like that.
That's so cute.
The Calvin is silent.
What about Tokyo Drift? Bow Wow was in that. Bow Wow. That's all I know about that movie. That's all I care about is that Bow Wow was in that movie.
Every movie had a rapper, like the first trilogy, everyone had a rapper. But for some reason, Bow Wow was in
Bow
Japan.
Bow was available.
Bow Wow was available.
That was peak Bow Wow time.
I'm not even lying to you. Like, he probably is still available. He's not even working right now.
Don't you talk about Bow Wow.
Don't you talk about Bow Wow like that. Did Jackie go to the Scream tour? Did you go to any of those tours?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Is that the store?
No.
I just found Paul Walker, Vin Diesel, explicit fan fiction.
Hell yeah.
Can you read an excerpt?
Oh, God. Can't wait to show up for this to show up on my internet history.
Oh, my God. It's just going to show up on like, your sponsored ads on Facebook
Hang
and
on,
Instagram.
I'm skimming.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe I'm reading this right now.
Yeah.
Wait, should I put some like, mood music?
I think Kaz should just put like some like romantic music in post. I feel like I'm in a villa somewhere in Europe. Please read whatever just made you react.
Let's see. They're talking about something about his outfit. Vin snorted and shook his head, cracking open his bottle and taking a sip. Baggy, ugly shit never works for you. Look at Diddy. Look at Usher. They got closets full of style and quality. Man, you've got a beautiful body. Why don't you dress for it? Paul grinned again, looking mischievous this time. Vin dropped his head, knowing what was coming. You just called my body beautiful, dude. Paul, you want some of this? And Vin did. He didn't want to admit it, but he'd been thinking about it.
Yes.
It's been a few years. Yeah. Paul, my God, this kid was how old and how big was his ego?
What?
Listen. Hey, I'm down, man. It's cool. We're good together, yeah? Come here.
Yes.
I honestly... What, you're still like more?
It's not done. It's not done.
Yeah, it's explicit. You think... Ooh, that's a lot.
Do we want to get the middle of the passed away, though?
Yep. That's fun.
Aww. Read the juicy bits.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Oh, my God.
I'm good. Thank you.
You should send it to Cameron.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I feel like Cameron would enjoy that very much.
Have you ever heard that clip of him reading Erotica?
No.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what clip? Where is this?
There's an audio clip. This was years ago. He read a piece of Erotica.
Well, for, like, I remember for a while, we did a reading of the My Immortal, the infamous... Harry Potter original character fanfic.
Yeah.
We did a reading of that. And mind you, it's not the shortest fanfic, you know? Like, it's... What a journey it was, though. Are you not familiar with that one?
No.
Oh, it is
infamous. We'll talk about it.
I'm not familiar with any of these things.
It's
we'll
amazing.
Talk about it off air. It is... I've read we'll discuss it. I've read later. An excerpt. It is...
Is that in the 2000s? Can we do an episode on that?
On camera,
we do a big table read.
No, on My Immortal.
I thought that was. I thought you were talking about the name of the Evanescence song.
Yeah, no. we'll play that during the reading of My Immortal.
What we do a podcast episode, but it's just a table reading of My Immortal.
Here's some fun facts: Michelle Rodriguez and Jordana Brewster
did not have
driver's
licenses during the time. They didn't even have learner's permits. I also have IMDb trivia.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah. I mean, I have the list right here. It's pretty funny.
How old were they both? They were both like, what, 20 or something?
They were definitely in their early 20s.
They were young. And what weren't Michelle Rodriguez and Vin Diesel dating at the time?
Yeah, they were dating. Off screen, which is like,
the power couple.
I guess. There's my fiance.
Hi.
There she goes.
Hi.
We're saying hi.
Hi.
She's saying bye. Saying bye. She can't stand me anymore.
I mean, honestly, fair.
That's like the most passive aggressive way to leave someone. Like, bye, I'm getting a divorce. What'd you say? I'll be back.
I'm buying groceries.
Yeah.
They're saying Mark,
hi. I'm divorcing you.
I'm taking the kids.
So I did not know this. Mark Wahlberg, Christian Bale, and Eminem were all considered to play Brian O'Connor before Paul Walker. Could you imagine this movie with Eminem?
That's what I was just thinking.
That would have been so funny.
Or Christian Bale.
God.
But Christian Bale would have, like, gotten really deep into it. Like, yeah. He would have, like, wanted to, like, have the resource.
He would have become an undercover cop. He would have stolen, like, DVD players from, like, the back of a truck.
He would have actually, like, punched Vin Diesel, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he would have punched Vin Diesel.
Who was the first one that you said?
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
His Boston accent in California.
I'm into that.
I just want to race Kaz. Oh my god. Over 1,500 cars were used at Race Wars. And it's kind of...
Can what? We talk about how unfortunate of a name Race Wars is to call
it is
street racing Race Wars? Lazy. And also the fact that the villain is Asian.
And yeah,
like, Race Wars, and like all of his henchmen are nameless Asian guys on
nameless
motorcycles.
Asian men. It canceled. Is, you know, yeah.
Are you trying to defend that?
No, I was kind of, yeah. No, I was trying to remember. Like, so basically, Vin would drive that orange car was a Supra, and they don't make those anymore. Till recently, they were like, we should bring this car back. And this entire fucking movie inspired an entire generation of guys to soup up their cars. And any car show you ever see, any street race that I see, like, a relative of mine go to, I'm just like, they all think they're Vin Diesel. That's what they all believe. It's kind of gross. Cars are stupid.
But not the movie cars.
Not the movie.
That's the
not the movie cars.
That's gonna be the description for this episode. It's just
cars are stupid.
Cars are stupid.
Cars are stupid. Man made a mistake.
I wonder if there's gonna be, because I haven't seen any of the movies, but if there's gonna be a Fast and the Furious movie that like includes a Tesla or like electronic cars, and they're all like making fun of like, well, you get a wimpy like battery plug-in operated car, and then it just like starts floating into space.
Fast and Furious, but they're all smart cars. I recently learned though that apparently electric cars are actually faster in short distances.
Yeah, like
so
those
they're
electric
actually
cars
faster than gas cars though.
Yeah, because they're dangerously fast. Like, there's no limitations. It's just they're just gonna go,
yeah.
And there's no like automatic gear shift or manual shift. You're just going, and it's gonna climb until it can't climb no more.
Yeah,
so
but they wear out faster because it's like electric. So like they won't do as well.
But they're super fucking fast. It's like
I would see a Fast and the Furious movie where it's like the old guys versus the new guys. Like Elon Musk just comes out
that.
And like starts making out with Michelle Rodriguez right in front of Vin Diesel.
Grimes shows up. Grimes shows up.
Fast and Furious, but with smart cars.
So basically, there was recently, last year they released an animated Fast and the Furious, which I did not know until the other day.
Wait, there's a TV show?
I think it's an animated movie.
Bless.
This is news to me.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to look this shit up real quick. But I do remember reading, Spy Racers. That's what it's called. It's animated. It's one season. It's a show on Netflix.
Does any of the original cast do the voices?
Let's see. No.
Well, short answer, no.
No. There is a video. Well, there's a video of Michelle Rodriguez and Vin showing up to the Game Awards this past year. And they're like, I'm 100% certain that they smoked a lot of weed before they went up on stage and were just like, 20 years ago, like, we did a movie we didn't think was going to be anything, and now we have a video game coming out. And I saw
they
gameplay.
They both talk like Vin Diesel.
They both talk like Vin Diesel. And so, I've seen gameplay of the game, and it is fucking garbage. It's just wooden voice acting. It's just like, I got something in my car. It's just like, it's so fucking bad. The Fast and the Furious, their budget was $38 million. Can you guess how much it fucking made in the box office?
Wait, no. I want to know how much $38 million was worth back in 2000.
A lot.
But, like, how much compared to, like, what inflation? Adjust for inflation.
Adjust for inflation? I would gander about...
You know, you have the internet, Jason. You could just Google.
I would gander about, like, 80 million.
So much money.
Just for inflation. Inflation rate was about fucking. It's a lot.
Fucking a lot.
Fucking a lot. Thank That's you, what Google said.
A lot. A lot. Well, there's no calculator, so I have to like do it manually. So
yeah, we don't need to do that.
So, yeah, exactly. So it's a lot of money. It would be worth more. Basically, this film made $200 million. And then just continue to just be a franchise till we fucking die. I'm sorry, is the Fast and Furious boring for you, Catherine?
Yes. No. You should have asked that question, Jason.
Years ago.
Your girl had work today. Okay.
Let's talk about...
Didn't the Fast and the Furious also... They had like a theme park ride at Universal Studios. Yeah.
I think they still do.
Wow.
Yeah. So this was, I stand by that this was an indie film that just blew up.
But $38 million for an indie film, that is not, that's so much money for an indie film.
That's the norm now. That's the norm now. Back then, no.
I don't know if it's even the norm now. I mean, there's still a lot of...
Yeah, it is, because there is no mid-budget film anymore.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. There is no mid-budget film. That would be a mid-budget, like, kind of... movie that'd be more towards the higher end, but now it's like either it's like under 10 million or it's like over 100 million. There's no in between of like how movies are made.
That's why 38 million like kind of back then was like nothing, and it was like kind of pennies. That's why it's kind of wild that they afforded a lot that they were able to do
for what they did. 38
for what they did, 38 million was a solid, you know, they're having to do the shit with like the truck scene was all done practically. Which was cool, because they don't do that anymore. It's all CG. Now they're all jumping off cliffs and shit and riding in the
who's
Arctic.
Who's they? Like, people in the film industry at large? Or, like, those specific actors?
No, the franchise now.
Oh, well, like, yeah, they're all old. It's 20 years later. They're not going to, like, try to blow off their limbs or, like, blow out their joints. Like, because they're not...
I mean, Keanu Reeves does, so...
You know, my mom once called Keanu Reeves Keith Ragu, takers. She can't remember his name.
Wait, that was like,
your mom called him that?
My mom couldn't remember what Keanu Reeves' name was, so she's like, oh, you know, Keith Ragu.
Well, that was like Tommy Britt not knowing how Shia LaBeouf's name was pronounced, and he called him like Shia LaBeouf or something like that.
Shia LaBeouf. Keith Ragu is Chef Boyardee's son.
Oh my god.
I'm
gonna be right back. I need some water. I have popcorn in my throat. I feel like I'm gonna die.
Oh my
Y'all
god.
Have fun.
I'll play the ukulele while you're gone.
So you, I'm gonna Jackie. Play. I'm
you
gonna play.
Jason, he'll miss me.
No, I'm gonna play one of my favorite. I'm gonna play one of my favorite scenes that I thought was like Shakespeare that I know the full way through.
Okay, do it.
SWAT came into my house, disrespecting my whole family because somebody knocked me out. And you know what? It was you.
He's playing a scene.
Who's he like this?
Catherine's back. Chugging water.
I feel very dehydrated.
Chugging water fast and furiously.
I'm just part of the brand, you know. Okay, I'm ready.
So, just as a fact that Toretto, aka Vin Diesel, never narked on nobody, as he feverishly repeats throughout the whole scene. Yeah, I love this fucking scene. I was just like, the Fast and Furious is like modern day Shakespeare. It's Hamlet. It's Othello.
Is it Othello because one of them chokes Michelle Rodriguez? How is it Othello?
She chokes it down. No, it's just, you know.
Oh, the role of Mia was written for Eliza Dushku, but she turned it down.
That's a 2000s name.
She's... Oh, man. Remember Bring It On?
Bring It On.
I do remember
Faith and Buffy.
See, we should do an episode on Bring It On.
So Natalie Portman, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Kirsten Dunst, Bijou Phillips, and Jessica Biel all went for the role of Mia.
Un-Jessica believable. That's amazing.
That's why it's like Natalie Portman auditioning for the Fast and the Furious. It's like, how old was she in 2001? Like,
well, 2000, right? Didn't it come in 2000?
2001.
Oh, but it filmed in 2000.
Yeah, filmed in 2000.
Ha, so I'm right. You suck. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and you know what? 10 years later, she won an Oscar for Black Swan.
Applause. Applause.
Wait, I think it's funny if, like, Vin Diesel was still cast as Toretto and, like, all of these people, like, Natalie Portman, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Kirsten Dunst, are all going to be his sister. It's like, what family? Like, what is this lineage?
Weird, like, it's like, is it, like, Toretto, Italian, and Jewish at the same time, Portman's cast?
Well, I thought Vin Diesel was, like, part black, isn't he?
I think he's... Isn't he? He's, like, quarter...
But then, like, someone. Also, like, seeing someone with blonde hair, blue eyes, being like, I'm your sister, Dom. Like, where?
It's like, wait, like, you're what?
When?
What the fuck? Yeah, it's weird, I guess. So, a funny thing about Vin, he's self-identified as definitely a person of color.
I like how that almost sounds like he's on the defensive. He's like, yeah. I'm definitely a person.
Like, he's like, whoa.
On the red carpet.
Like, yeah. He's like, well, I know I'm not white. I don't know the rest of it.
And that's why I'm so appealing to all of the international markets.
Because he never met his dad, but his roots are English, German, and Scottish.
What? How is that not white?
I don't know. Could you imagine Vin Diesel in like a Nazi uniform and some like Inglourious Bastards or something?
What the hell, Jason? I just thought of a great question. When did Vin Diesel change his name? Because there's no way in hell that his last name is actually Diesel. So did he change it after the Fast and the Furious movies got popular to match with the car theme or before? And they're like, oh my god, this guy's name's Vin Diesel. He's perfect. Like, let's bring him in. Let's have him audition for this Fast and
Furious. He changed it before.
That's so sad.
Yeah, because before he was a dancer. Like, he was a dancer or something like that.
Yeah, he was a dancer.
There's Vin Diesel. Fuck. Yeah, there's a clip of him skinny Vin trying like doing skinny like a dance Vin. Routine. Skinny Vin. Skin Vin.
Skin Vin Diesel.
Skin Vin Giselle.
Giselle Bundchen.
Rest in peace.
Oh wait, I found the IMDb trivia fact. When at the party after the first race, the song Area Codes by Ludacris can be clearly heard. Ludacris would go on to play Tej in numerous sequels in the franchise.
And he's like the tech guy.
But so they don't recognize him. They're like, aren't you like Ludacris? Didn't you sing that song? Nope, I'm just here to steal cars.
At some point, the executives wanted to get Colin Farrell to play Toretto in the film. Yeah. I could see it. For 9 films, Colin Farrell would fucking kill himself.
Oh yeah,
I could not. He wouldn't be in The Lobster. He wouldn't be in Daredevil.
He would have had to turn down Horrible Bosses.
Yeah,
and horrible Bosses too.
Horrible Bosses, like come on. Oh my god, it's so bad. It's rough. Vin Diesel's character was supposed to be 24, but he was actually 34 in the movie.
What? How old was Vin Diesel at the time?
34.
Oh, so that's character, why they changed the age?
Yeah, the character is supposed to be 24.
Oh.
Which is, like, weird. I'm like, he does not look 24.
I love the idea of Vin Diesel playing younger as, like, a buff, bald man. He's
Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel is in like Riverdale.
He's like, oh man.
He's like, yeah. He's like,
John Travolta in Grease, though.
Oh my god.
How old is he then?
Not a high schooler. I can tell you most things.
But I don't know how old John Travolta is.
But he did not look like a high schooler.
Yeah, high school movies always like messed up your perception of like what you're supposed to look like in high school because they're all played by 20-year-olds.
Cough, cough, Riverdale.
Oop. Oop. Oh my god. Oop. Let's talk about Paul Walker.
He's just mad that I was dissing Riverdale.
No, dude, I have not. Oh, God, I could not continue watching that. I legit stopped. Just couldn't do it anymore. I did.
Oh, it even broke you.
I saw the first three episodes of season. I saw the first three episodes of season four, and I was just like, I can't do this shit anymore.
Yeah,
that's fair. I was like, nope, I'm so fucking done. Let's talk about Paul Walker. On a scale of 1 to 10, how dreamy is Paul Walker in this
movie?
10. There's only one answer. Dime. Jesus Christ.
I mentioned this to Catherine. The movie Pleasantville, he's such a dime in that movie. Until he starts like wanting to burn books, and it's like, ooh. But other than that, dream boy.
Fucking dream. Rest in peace. He's a dream boy. He can't drive in this movie. It's kind of like a recurring thing where it's just like he sucks at driving. Crap at racing.
Wait, what are you talking about?
In the movie.
Fast Furious movie?
Yeah, in the movie.
He can't drive.
He's not good at it. Like, in comparison to everyone else, like, he's not a good racer. That's why he lost the first race, because he blew his NOS too early. And in the beginning, he, like, blew the engine or some shit. And, like,
he's a federal agent that fucks the perpetrator's sister.
Even when he went to go park the car, he was just, like, he hit the curb. And then that's when Jackie said, this foreshadowing. Mm. Because he died in a car crash.
Don't say that, Chase. That's terrible, Chase.
I've said it twice already.
Fuck you. That's awful.
Yeah.
You're a terrible hurt person.
That's true. We knew this then.
We knew this about Jason.
No, I'm not terrible.
He likes to lie and talk about deaths.
I mean, he's dead, right?
Jesus, Jason! You talk about my dream boy like that. Jimmy Paul Walker. Ooh. Paul Driver. Paul Racer. Paul Race Wars.
Paul Blart Race Wars.
Paul Blart. Paul Blart to the streets.
Paul Blart.
I want a movie where Paul Blart just superimposes himself like next to the race. Just like on your Segway while everyone's in their like Hyundai's.
Okay. So this is here's a line I always say whenever I lose anything. My favorite line ever.
We didn't hear any of what that was.
He said, he's like, why are you smiling? And she's like, dude, I almost had you. And he's like, you had me? You never had me. You never had your car.
Wait, who says what? You didn't describe the names of the characters.
Oh my God. Paul Walker, Vin asks him, why are you smiling? And Paul Walker goes, because I almost had you. And he's like, you had me? You never had me. You never had your car.
You never could have had this, and he smacks his own ass.
He's wearing assless chaps the whole time.
That's what makes the cars go faster.
gas for my ass.
More streamlined.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like a swimmer shave their legs.
That's why he's bald.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
It's aerodynamic. That's why he's fucking bald.
Oh my God, like, that's why it's bald. I would love the idea of Vin Diesel talking to the director and being like, he shaves his head and he's like, oh, this makes me go faster. And it's like, the director's like, Vin, that's not how cars work. He's like, I need to go faster. He like, shaves his head.
His hair has not grown back. I've never seen that guy with hair.
He's committed to the
He's
movies.
Committed.
Bald is his brand.
That's bald is beautiful. Bald is his brand.
Bald is his brand.
Bald Walker.
That's their ship
Bald
name.
Bald Walker.
Yeah. That's their ship name.
Bald Walker. Bald Walker.
Bald Plart. Call mom.
Bald Blart. I fucking hate all of you.
That's what I was here for, Catherine, to derail.
This is so terrible.
All
right,
the three brain cells that we all share are really working together here on this episode.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Off each other.
They're like neurons. So would you recommend this movie to friends and family?
some friends and family.
Distant friends.
Distant acquaintances.
Because if I know, if it's going to happen like how it happens with Jason, I don't want to talk about every conversation like that I have with you.
So yeah, let's talk about the cars that they use, these Acuras. Like, you know, I would never bring that up. Even I don't know that information.
But you just did.
No, I was being facetious.
No. Listeners, he was completely serious.
He's listeners, a liar. I was not.
He has no sense of humor. really terrible person. Cancel him, please. His phone number is... Colin.
Terrible, terrible.
We're standing by.
Oh my god.
Just waiting to cancel Jason.
Yeah. All right.
We need to hear from you.
So, I guess that wraps it up for today. Yeah, so Fast and Furious, watch it, adore it. It's just like Star Wars, but it's Race Wars. It's
Star Wars. But everyone is like, yeah. KKK.
Paul Walker is Luke Skywalker.
I kind of hate that I just realized that.
I'm not wrong. I stand by it. Vin Diesel is Obi-Wan Han Solo.
Kenobi?
Vin Diesel's Han Solo.
Who's Yoda?
That would be Bow Wow. No, Ja Rule.
Murda.
Wait. Okay.
Oh yeah, he is in this movie. I totally forgot that he was in this movie.
No, Monica. No, it's just
his music. No,
he's in the movie. So tune in next time when Catherine and I will be talking about the All-American Rejects.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Jackie's right. On Instagram.
All right. Well.
What? I mean, thanks for having me.
All right. Well, bye.
Goodbye, dear listeners.
Goodbye.